Shavuos Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet 6:4, and the Mishnah sets out some basic rules regarding Shavuos Doraisa in general. It says, Einish Bain Al Ta'anas Cheresh Shotava Katan. If the plaintiff in a case is a Cheresh, that's a deaf mute, someone who can neither speak nor hear, or a Shote, that's someone who's mentally incompetent, or a Katan, a child who hasn't reached Bar Bat Mitzvah. So even if they're the plaintiff, there's no requirement for the defendant to swear on any Shavuos Doraisa against them. So if the Cheresh Shote V'Katan has a claim against someone and they're motive mitzvahs, there's no Shavua and the like. The basis for this really is in the Parsha talking about the Shavuos HaShomrim, it refers to an Ish, which is like a, considered to be a person in his full command of his faculties, which would exclude the Cheresh. A katan is always a child, and a shota is like a child, and lacking those abilities. So therefore, there's never obligation midoraisa to respond with a shvua if the claim is being made by the cheresh of a katan. The cheresh, I guess, is using some kind of sign language or the like. Notwithstanding, the Bartonura speaks out that there is the requirement of shvuas heset, there's rabbinic requirements. If a child is making a claim on a adult, and the child claims the adult soul is a lollipop, and the parent says, I don't know what you're talking about. So then there's still a requirement to midrabanan for the person who's denying the claim to make a shavuos heset, and so he didn't take the lollipop. That's because of tikkun olam. We want to stop bad people from, you know, treating children badly, and therefore we will force them to take a shavuot so that they can't sort of just willy-nilly rob children of their stuff. Further says the Mishnah, ve'ein mashbien es hakatan. We, under no circumstances, ever cause a child to make some kind of oath. The reason why is because the child has no idea the consequences, they don't understand really what he's doing, and the potential chil l'shem of swearing falsely, and therefore we never, even for shvuas heset midrabanan, require a child to make a shvua. Aval nishban lekatan v'lehektish. However, if a person is making a claim of a child, or from Hektish, we require them to swear to the child. That means, for example, let's say the child is an heir, and the creditor comes with all the paperwork in the world and says, listen, your dad died, he owes me this money. So even though, of course, if the father were alive, he would have to pay because the paperwork is there in the hands of the plaintiff, we can't expect a child, and the truth is not just the child who's pre-bar bat mitzvah, but even, for that matter, any child, if he was an adult child, to know the details of what his father did. For example, it's possible the father actually repaid and just didn't get the paperwork or something like that. And therefore, if the plaintiff wants to sue to get stuff from the child, even if he has evidence, so of course the child will be required to hand over the whatever he inherited if that's the paperwork says he has to, but the plaintiff will have to swear that he hasn't been previously repaid or paid on his claim. Same goes for Kektish. Here it's a little bit different. The case is that a person, let's say, had an encumbered property. So let's say he took a loan from the bank, the bank took a mortgage on his house, and then the house, of course, is still totally his. People misunderstand how mortgages work. They think the bank owns half and the occupant owns half. No, you own your home in full, but the bank has recourse to your home in the event that you default on your loan to them. So since it's totally your home, you're within your rights to be maklish it and get consecrated giving to the Beis HaMikdash. And they'll put up the kohen gadol to stay in your home when he comes on vacation to your town. So since that hektish works, what's going to happen is, let's say that the person who first took the loan then consecrated the home, which was encumbered to the lender, he defaults. So now the lender is going to come claiming from the nechasim mishubadim, the encumbered property, and say, listen, Hektish, we're glad you're enjoying this house, but actually I have a lien which predates the time which the former owner, you know, consecrated it to you, and therefore I need my home back. So again, Hektish will have to hand it over because that's how it works. But since Hektish certainly can't know for a fact whether or not the previous owner before his Maktish had somehow, you know, made the creditor whole, so the creditor will have to swear to Hektish, swear to the designee of the Beis HaMikdash, that he is in fact entitled to this property, and when he reclaims it, he swears that he's within his rights to do so.